Lesson 43. Jesus Christ will come again. Primary 2 manual. Choose the right A. Purpose. To help each child want to prepare for Jesus Christ's second coming by following Jesus' teachings. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53, and Acts chapter 1, verse 3, and verses 9 through 11. See also Gospel Principles 31110, chapter 43. 2. Make a copy of the Preparing for Jesus to Come game board found on the last pages of the manual. If it is not possible to make a copy, carefully remove the pages from the manual. Paste the game board onto cardboard or stiff paper. Save this game board for use with future classes. If your class is large, you may want to make a second copy of the game so two groups can play at the same time. Ask a primary leader or a parent of one of the children to come to class and supervise the second game. 3. For the game, cut 12 small pieces of paper. Write a number on each paper using the numbers 1 through 6 twice. Fold the papers and put them in a container. 4. Prepare to tell about a time when someone close to you went away for a while. Plan to talk about how you missed the person and how you prepared for the person's return. 5. Prepare to sing or say the words to the second verse of When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. 6. Materials needed: A. A Bible. B. A small object, such as a button or rock, for each child. These objects will be used as markers in the game. Each object must be different in color, shape, or size so the children can recognize their own markers. C. Picture 2-62. Mary and the Resurrected Lord. Gospel Art Picture Kit 233, number 62186. Picture 2-64. Jesus Shows His Wounds. Gospel Art Picture Kit 234, number 62503. Picture 2-65. The Resurrected Jesus Christ. Gospel Art Picture Kit 239, number 62187. Picture 2-71, The Ascension of Jesus. Gospel Art Picture Kit 236, number 62497. 7. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Follow up with the children if you encourage them to do something during the week. We prepare for the return of our loved ones. Attention activity. Tell about a time when someone close to you went away for a period of time. Explain how you felt when this person left and how eager you were for him or her to return. Tell about any preparations you made for your loved one's homecoming and how you felt to see this person again. Help the children think of times when someone they love went away for a while. Possibilities could include when a parent went on a trip, when a mother went to the hospital to have a baby, or when a sibling or other family member went on a mission. Discuss with the children the feelings they had when these people left and when they came home. Emphasize that we miss our loved ones when they go away, and we are happy when they come home. Let the children talk about any preparations they and their families made for these people's homecomings, such as cleaning and decorating the home, cooking special food, or wearing special clothes. Jesus Christ will return. Teacher presentation. Explain that when Jesus Christ lived on the earth, he had friends who loved him very much. These friends followed him and listened to his teachings. Because they did what he taught them to do, they were called his disciples. Explain that Jesus loved his disciples. He helped them learn what they needed to do to live with him and Heavenly Father again. He helped them understand the difference between right and wrong, so they could choose the right. Picture discussion. Show picture 2-62, Mary and the resurrected Lord, and picture 2-64, Jesus shows his wounds. Remind the children that a few weeks ago, lesson 41, they learned about Jesus visiting his disciples after he was resurrected. Let the children talk about the pictures for a few moments. Explain that Jesus visited and taught his disciples for 40 days after he was resurrected. See Acts chapter 1, verse 3. He wanted to be sure they knew he was alive again and understood his teachings. Jesus wanted his disciples to obey his teachings, even when he was no longer with them. Scripture story. Show picture 2-71, the ascension of Jesus. Tell in your own words the story of Christ's ascension into heaven, as described in Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53, and Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Emphasize the following points. 1. Jesus gave the disciples a blessing. 2. Jesus left his disciples and rose up into a cloud to join Heavenly Father in heaven. 3. The disciples stood and watched until Jesus disappeared. Tell the children that as the disciples stood looking up toward heaven, two angels dressed in white appeared beside them. Read aloud what the angels said to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, beginning with, "Why stand ye?" Explain that the angels told the disciples that Jesus Christ would someday come back to earth in the same way he left. Tell the children that we refer to this as the second coming. Point out that we do not know exactly when Jesus will come again. Only Heavenly Father knows the exact time. See Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But we do know that someday Jesus will return to the earth to live. Discussion. Show picture 2-65, the resurrected Jesus Christ. Explain that when Jesus comes again, he will live among the people on earth. Everyone will know that he is Jesus Christ, our Savior, and will worship him. Would you like to be here when Jesus comes again? Why? Discuss with the children how wonderful it will be on earth when Jesus comes again. People will be able to see Jesus, to walk and talk with him, and to have him put his loving arms around them. Point out that after Jesus comes, everyone will be friends. There will be no evil people. We will not need to lock our doors because everything and everybody will be safe. There will be no disease to cause us sickness or pain. And all the animals will be friends with us and with each other. Review activity. Ask the children the following questions about the second coming. Tell them to stand when they know the answer to a question. When at least a few children are standing, call on one of them to answer the question. If no one stands, or if the children seem confused or unsure of the answers, take time to review the information again. For how many days did Jesus Christ visit his disciples after he was resurrected? The answer is 40. Who knows when Jesus will come again? The answer, only Heavenly Father. No one on earth knows. Will there be wars or fighting after Jesus comes again? Answer, no. Everyone on earth will be friends. What will happen to people who are sick or disabled when Jesus comes again? Answer, they will be healed. There will be no more sickness or pain when Jesus returns to the earth. What will the animals be like when Jesus comes again? Answer, they will all be friendly to us and to each other. We can prepare for Jesus Christ's second coming. Teacher presentation. Remind the children of the preparations they made when their loved ones returned home. Explain that we must also prepare for Jesus Christ's return to the earth. We can prepare by learning and following Jesus' teachings. Point out that if we are prepared, we will be happy to see the Savior. He wants everyone to live with Him again, but only those who follow His teachings and choose the right will be able to do so. Jesus helped His disciples learn what they had to do to live with Him again, and He has also given us teachings to help us be prepared when He comes again. Song. Sing or say the words to the second verse of When He Comes Again. Help the children do the suggested actions. I wonder, when He comes again, will I be ready there? Place finger on temple. To look upon His loving face and join with Him in prayer. Fold arms as if praying. Each day I'll try to do His will and let my light so shine. Hold arms overhead in a circle. That others seeing me may seek for greater light divine. Use hand to shade eyes. Then, when that blessed day is here, He'll love me and He'll say, hug self. You've served me well, my little child. Come unto my arms to stay. Hold arms out. Copyright 1952. 1980 by Merla Greenwood Thane. Used by permission. Game. Point out that preparing for Jesus' second coming is not something we can do in one day. We must prepare our whole lives by following the teachings of Jesus. Show the children the Preparing for Jesus to Come game board. Tell them that this game will remind them of some of the things they can do to prepare to live with Jesus. Show how the game describes good things we can do to follow Jesus. These things lead toward the area labeled Preparing for Jesus to Come. Point out that the game also shows some wrong things we might do. These things lead toward the area labeled Not Preparing for Jesus to Come. Give each child a small object to use as a marker in the game. Then explain the following rules. 1. The object of the game is to get from the arrow marked Start to the area labeled Preparing for Jesus to Come. 2. Take turns. 3. On your turn, choose a piece of paper from the container and move your marker the number of spaces indicated on the paper. Then refold the paper and put it back in the container. 4. As you land on a square, you or the teacher will read aloud what is written on the square. Tell something you can do to follow this teaching, or explain why it is important to do the thing described on the square. If you land on a square that describes a wrong thing, explain what you should do instead of what is written on the square. If you need help, your teacher will give you some suggestions. 5. The arrow on each square indicates which direction to go on your next turn. When a child lands on a square that points away from preparing for Jesus to come, help the children understand that when we do wrong things, we are not following Jesus' teachings, but we can change directions by doing what is right. play the game until everyone has made it to preparing for Jesus to come, or until the class period is nearly over. Summary. Testimony. Testify that Jesus Christ will come to the earth again, although we do not know when. Tell the children how much you want to follow the teachings of Jesus so you can have the privilege of seeing him when he comes again. Express your desire that each child in the class follow the teachings of Jesus so you can all be together with him. CTR ring. Have the children look at their CTR rings if they are wearing them. Remind the children that their rings can help them remember to choose the right and follow the teachings of Jesus. Ask each child to tell the class something he or she will do during the coming week to prepare for the second coming of Jesus. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Suggest that the child ask Heavenly Father to help the class members prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. Enrichment activities. Choose from the following activities those that will work best for the children in your class. You can use them in the lesson itself or as a review or summary. For additional guidance, see Class Time in Helps for the Teacher. 1. Sing or say the words to both verses of When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. The words to the second verse are printed on pages 237 and 238. I wonder when he comes again. Will herald angels sing? Will earth be white with drifted snow? Or will the world know spring? I wonder if one star will shine far brighter than the rest, will daylight stay the whole night through? Will songbirds leave their nests? I'm sure he'll call his little ones together round his knee, because he said in days gone by, suffer them to come to me. Copyright 1952, 1980 by Merla Greenwood Thane. Used by permission. 2. Explain that the 10th article of faith tells about Jesus Christ's second coming. Help the children memorize the phrase, we believe that Christ will reign personally upon the earth. Explain the meaning of the phrase to the children. 3. Show the children an oil lamp or a simple drawing of an oil lamp. Explain that Jesus taught us the importance of preparing for his second coming in a story about 10 virgins, or girls, and their lamps. Tell the parable of the 10 virgins as found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Explain that oil lamps cannot give light unless they have oil to burn. Emphasize that because the 5 foolish girls did not prepare, they were not permitted to go to the wedding. Explain that the Savior compared the wedding to his second coming. The girls getting oil for their lamps can be compared to us preparing to be with Jesus. If we are not prepared when he comes, we will not be able to live with him. Ask the children to tell ways they can prepare for the coming of Jesus. You may need to give them some suggestions, such as those used in the game. Help them understand that by choosing the right, we are preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ. 4. Write, I am preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ, at the top of a badge for each child. Have each child use crayons or pencils to draw on the badge a picture of himself or herself doing something to prepare for the coming of Jesus. Pin the badges on the children, or help them put string or yarn through a hole at the top of each badge to make a necklace. End of Lesson 43, Jesus Christ Will Come Again. From Primary 2 Manual, Choose the Right, A.